This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Gary, bring up
Shocker,
the lights.
Turn on the light.
Beyonce.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marry someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key to love. It's reality gaze, let's love.
Hello, Austin!
Hello, Austin! Oh my God!
Where are my dick pics at? Where are my dick pics? Yes!
Wow. I feel like what? I'm in a rave.
Well.
Hold on, I'm having a flashback.
This is an extra piggy show tonight. Woo! If you know what I mean. Because we've got the cast of Pig Royalty here tonight.
We've also got the fabulous Ronnie Karam from Watch What Crappens.
We came to the capital of Texas, and we brought all the peeps.
Oh, my God. You guys, we're...
y'all are loud. What are your little signs? This is so sweet. Oh, is this a C-Squad
dick
signs?
Pig.
You've got a dick pic sign. Good for you.
Hello, sir.
Oh, no. I swear to God, if you hit on my cousin again.
And hi, sir. God damn.
I got family Woo! Here tonight. Stay away.
That woman just went.
I do see a backwards hat, and I'm aroused.
So, this area over here where our lovely ASL interpreters are was intended to be Poodle's playpen.
Yeah.
I had ordered some, in coming with the pig theme, I had ordered some Arkansas Razorbacks and several wading pools and the lube cannons.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, Texas only had a problem with the pigs, with the Arkansas Razorbacks. The lube cannons were fine.
And actually, yeah, the city of Austin said this isn't weird enough.
Yeah.
Like, we need more freaky deaky.
So, I was once again a victim of homophobia.
Yep.
From...
Austin's homophobic. That's it. That is it. We know it.
I just feel really oppressed wherever I go.
God, it's hot. Sorry. I knew you were going to take this jacket off. I knew it. Wasn't going to last long. Y'all, we just bring the good weather wherever we go. Look at all these people over here. I'm just... Hello, hello.
My side's better than your side.
Woo! Oh, now my side is...
I love you too. Don't tell them.
Yes, you clap, straight man. You clap. He's like, I gotta clap or my wife's gonna yell at me tonight. You did not clap for my gaze, Ronald.
I'm sorry.
No, there's
some,
y'all, there's trade everywhere in the audience tonight.
Okay.
Damn, no. I see you, sir.
Y'all.
Can I be your sugar daddy?
Okay, no.
You know what? You know what? Yes, but I need to see a credit report first.
That's fair.
All three of them, actually. So, okay. Can't be too careful these days.
Here's the deal, y'all. Last night, we're in Dallas, and suddenly I hear Poodle go, oh, my God.
Don't tell this story. Don't tell this story.
He goes, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm like, what? He went, I fucked the lighting designer who's here 3 months ago. He was in L.A. on vacation.
Sorry, Gary.
And he was looking at Poodle's grinder pictures and messaged him and says, wait a minute. I think I know those lighting sconces. If that's not the gayest way to recognize someone on a hookup app, I don't know what is. And then I said, Poodle, well, how was it? And he said, I don't remember. And so then he said, I'm going to have to fuck him again tonight to see. And he did.
What else could better jog my memory?
Wow.
You know what? After it was over, I was like, I don't remember you. Y'all,
wow.
I really wish this was a lie, but it's not.
It's all true.
And I said, you're not going to tell this is the show. Please don't tell this is the show. And he's like, no, I'm not going to.
First thing.
I'm actually slightly embarrassed about it because it was like one of the stories I tell, but worse.
Yes.
Like, it was really gross.
Yeah.
So
he's already keyed up now because these Austin guys, he's like, Austin men are tall.
Oh, my God.
They're so tall here. Lord.
Well, no, it's not that. They have this, like, there's like, I don't care if I'm hot. I don't care. I'm hot and I don't really care about it. I'm like, yes, you do. You take care of your skin just like I do.
They do. Yeah. Okay. And we've
hello, got a megaphone.
Hello, megaphone.
Bitch, y'all, I'm gonna come for you all night long.
That's true.
Someone, I was talking to one of my friends and I was saying, yeah, sometimes I have to say this to the audience members. She's like, do you think you should be insulting your own audience members? Like, fuck you, I'll do what I want. It's my fucking show.
That's a mother poodle in ya. Y'all, get up for Emos. We love this venue. It's huge. They're so nice here. Please tell me you bought some of those shirts so I don't have to take them to San Diego tomorrow.
So, y'all, we were in Dallas last night. Had a really fun show with a lot of your family there.
My family got so
drunk. They got blitzed.
My brother threw up in the middle of the show and came back. My cousins are here, so they know.
You can't take trash to town, y'all.
Y'all, don't worry. I've got my mom's side of the family here tonight, so they're classy. But last night, we're the Mars, and we're just white trash, y'all. That's all we are. My nephew got drunk and was hitting on married women. He's 22.
No, we saw it.
We saw it. It was just bedlam.
We drove down here today, and I need to tell you in a bit.
We did a podcast in the car.
We did Love in Paradise in the car. I need to bring this down for a second because I need to tell you of an experience that I had.
Well, both of us, we had both never been to this
place.
Yeah,
but my experience really matters. I walked into Buc-ee's for the first time.
We have never been to a Buc-ee's before.
And it was like the great god of capitalism, like, threw its huge, veiny dick out. And everyone was, like, slurping it up. And the big beaver god was just, like, slurping its, like, had his dick out. And it was like barbecue sauce. And everyone was like, la, 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 la. And the capitalism and the word art and the terrible shirts about guns and God and everything wrapped up that I despise in the world in 3,000 square foot of space.
But that was the best damn pecan brittle I've ever had in my life. I loved it.
You're part of the problem.
I loved it, and I bought a y'all shirt.
Now,
with leopard print on it.
I will say, I felt like a cow just going around in there. We went in the bathroom, and I was kind of, this is more what I like. Yeah, I can see the, but y'all.
No, that is just the most Texas thing I've ever seen in my life.
How does a thing like this exist? And like, you know, that Bieber, I gotta say one thing. People probably don't give a shit about this. The logo is ugly. BUCCIES. This
no,
woman
E-E-S.
Just.
It's BUCCEE apostrophe.
That's even worse.
I liked the Bucky's mascot was there.
This woman's gonna walk out.
No,
because I just came for that.
He was dressed in the mat, and I'm a mascot. I was a mascot in high school, and it was a very good Bucky's mat. They didn't talk. They didn't take their head off. I thought it was very professional.
Here's what was happening. Let me have your hand out. This is what was happening during. Let me take your hand out. This is the mascot. Some poor staff member is doing this.
It's just kind of
like Helen Keller's behind me.
Pecans.
Helen Pecans. This was one of the most disturbing things. And I was behind the mascot, and its furry butt was just going like this.
A little thing. I thought it's cute. I wanted to get a picture, and he said, no, I'm leaving.
I'm sorry. I am freaked out by people dressed in large-scale animal suits because I picture what's in there, and usually what's in there is, like, wart-covered and just, like, one eye going down like here.
It was a sweet little woman named Cheryl who's doing this for her church.
And Cheryl has vertigo, hence.
She's just not trying to accidentally touch a child and get sued. It's stressful being a mascot.
I'm never going there again. This is a Bucky's loving audience.
I enjoyed it.
Your
I'll go
hate
back.
Makes me strong.
I'll get a fountain diet Dr. Pepper. It was great.
You're
great.
Trash. You're
some,
trash.
Some word art in there. I loved it. A little cooler.
No, y'all, but next time you're in Bucky's, just think about that big beaver guy and you're sucking its dick. All of you.
Capitalism. There you
just
go.
Just like, la, 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 la.
There you go.
Barbecue sauce all over your face. Okay. Enjoy it.
The barbecue did smell good. It did smell good.
This man over here says, I'll suck that beaver's dick.
Yeah. Now, who came alone tonight? Anybody since he came? Oh!
Yes!
Yeah, you're going to find a friend tonight because nobody leaves a reality gay show alone, y'all. You found your squad.
Miss Bucky America loves came alone.
All right. Y'all got some good shirts tonight. I love it.
Is it time to do the podcast?
Let's start the podcast.
Is it time?
Shall we? Shall we?
Hit it, Gary.
All right.
Ooh, you got the best view.
Uh-oh. Be careful, something might fall out after last night.
Just a sewing kit.
All right.
Y'all.
These are the most comfortable chairs we've had.
Thank you, emos.
Thank you, emos.
So, last night,
I had hair in my mouth.
Why you don't have to say it.
Well, it was, you know.
Y'all, this is one of those people who you ride with on trips and looks and reads every billboard. And I'm like,
yeah.
What, could I just push him out? And would he roll or die immediately?
Well, I don't know if y'all listened to Love in Paradise yet, but there was a lot of religious billboards on the way here. But I don't think Oinky, the valedictorian at my high school, was doing these billboards because the grammar wasn't correct.
There was one that says something, and it was
it
like...
It said, lust is a burden.
Jesus sets free. And I went, you're missing an object.
Yeah. Jesus sets you free.
You're missing an object, you mouth breather.
Yes. Catholics, we might not read the Bible, but we've got good grammar.
What if they went to the pearly gates and they're like, Jesus, all I wanted to do was worship you my whole life, and I'm so glad because I ain't never done nothing that was bad. And then Jesus went, you aren't never done nothing that's bad, or you haven't done nothing that's bad. Send to the bad place.
John, we got another one. I'm exactly. On it, Jesus. Got it. Anyway,
there was a lot of
religious billboards that weren't spelled correctly, and I just think if you want to get people on this, you got to make sense.
So we talked about the train wreck that was Thais and Patrick last night.
Yes.
Along with the Brazilian stroganoff, which I Googled is a thing.
Which apparently some of you have said in the Sissy Squad is actually good.
But not the way she made it.
Not the way she made it. No, it's terrible.
Which looked like that thing where you take ketchup and mustard in the same bottle and you squeeze it out on a overdone chicken breast. No seasoning whatsoever. Rubber. The chicken's rubber.
It's rubber. It's rubber.
Testicular fortitude.
Fortitude. We also talked about you will get it done.
I like my bicycle. It's my favorite thing to tour around town.
I don't know what he's saying either. It's okay. It's okay.
They will subtitle me on them.
Yes.
And we talked about who else?
I don't remember.
I know.
We talked about gibberish and moaning.
And Miona.
Or as my brother said, that weird guy and that hot bitch. That's what my brother said.
You know, but like I said last night, I don't give a shit because it's no stakes for me because they're both so fake.
They are
fake. And also, he especially was dropping some really great one-liners like, I don't want a princess. I want a queen because I'm building an empire.
I love how she takes pictures.
Have you heard your music?
She has so many Instagram followers in Serbia. That's love. God,
no,
they're horrible.
It's laughable. It is absolutely laughable.
Ted, we're going to talk about good quality people tonight. Like
Bilal and Shida.
Bilal and Shida. We're going to talk about a woman who sends her fiancé and her ex-husband to go buy a pregnancy test.
Woo! That's my... They were my favorite because I've got some ammunition stored up for that
bee. That's true. And then we're going to talk about Kara and Guillermo crying at the national anthem.
Who have no problems. Let's be clear.
They have no problems.
They will get used to seeing them because they're going to be on a lot of seasons.
I'm telling you.
They're probably going to be on Pillow Talk. Probably, they're like ripe for it. And Kara's got that money look in her eye. And Guillermo's like her ventriloquist dummy. Like, he's like sitting in her lap going, yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
Kind of like a David and Amber on Lip. Or not Lip, on, Amber and...
Daniel.
Welcome, y'all. I don't remember words.
You know when he says something and it just feels like
I
Esperanto?
Just spit it out. I'm free to be me. Free to be me.
So, let's start with...
Lesson.
Okay. I need to say one thing about her, and I realized it this episode. We know she's never had what we would call good hair. But in America, somehow she manages to have both greasy hair and dry, shitty, like, ends at the same time. That is a talent.
I think she, like, probably puts coconut oil in her hair, but never washes it out.
Yo, did you see those, like,
it gets kind of dry,
wispy, like, haggard things, like, tattered clothing hanging from her head? And this was just, like, a grease factory up here.
You're on TV. Make an effort. Everybody here from... The reeds from Pig Royalty look fucking gorgeous tonight.
And
Make an effort.
And every time she comes on stage, she's like...
Yeah, it's true.
And her hair's like all knotted up, and she kind of looks like she just woke up.
Yeah.
And Beanie's always taking care of the kid.
That kid is one of the cutest kids in Not a Dead
That's
Beyonce,
a really
though.
Cute kid.
Really cute kid. And so, smart. You can tell.
Because we want to keep fucking with Beanie, Leandro comes over.
Okay. I've decided Leandro or Leander.
You say Leander. No, she says Leander.
Leander is a loser.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, he is.
This guy is such a fucking just.
This is what he looks like the whole time.
I'm telling you. He's just. He's not even. At first, I thought he was kind of awkward. You were really into him. Remember how much you were into him? Yeah.
I regret that. I don't apologize because I would totally fuck him now. And
but
I hate it. Y'all.
He's not going to be good and bad.
I am aware.
He's just going to kind of look at you. And he's going to be one of those that ask you all the time, is that okay? Is this okay? Is this okay? Is that okay?
You know what, though?
You don't like
when
that.
When you're like,
read my mind, asshole, and do it.
You don't regret it until after. So.
That's pretty accurate, usually.
I'm in the moment. I'm in the moment.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
So he walks in, and I must say I love reading what I write in the moment, because I wrote, good Lord, her fucking hair. And y'all, she's nauseous, and she's like, and of course, Leandro, who knows more about her body than Beanie, says, when was the last time you had your period? And of course, Beanie's like, what? That's my wife.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about it, it is like, this isn't a gay best friend.
No, no, no.
This is your ex-husband.
I'll tell you what this is. This is motherfucking kink. She loves every moment he's around because that stirs up jealousy in Beanie. And the more she can use Leandro to make Beanie jealous, she loves every minute of
it.
And she finger bangs herself with it, just thinking about it.
Wow.
That's it. That's why Leandro is there. Because every time Leandro's there, it pisses Beanie off. And he fucks her harder next time. Not a bad strategy, personally.
I am so sorry. You look like a good Christian woman, and you're going to have to go to church tomorrow for this. And Pastor Jefferson is going to say... So,
for those listening at home,
Connie,
I did finger bang motions.
Connie, were you listening to those hellions again? And you said, yes, Pastor Jefferson. And I'm so sorry.
Pastor Jeffrey's fine.
I am so sorry.
That's the new children's book. We all finger bang. Not apologizing.
Wow. All right.
So that's why Leandro's around. It's all kink to... It's because also it's a non-boundary relationship, which she thrives on. She has no boundaries with her parents.
It's true.
She has no boundaries with Leandro. She has no boundaries with Beanie because he can't really set them. And it pisses her off that he doesn't push back. So the only thing she wants out of him is for him to act more aggro, because she did not have that with Leander.
Well,
Leandro. Now I'm doing it.
It's Leander. I think that's probably one of the reasons why her and Leander broke up, is he probably did set boundaries and he tried to live part of his life. And so now
and she's too gay best friend for her.
She's getting the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
She's getting the kink from him pushing back, and then Beanie, who she can boss
and she
around.
Keeps saying,
and it makes her feel special because she has her... Her kink Ethiopian man.
Amen.
Here in the U.S.
So
in the middle of, where are they again?
Princeton.
Princeton. Because you know she just parades him around, and she's just like, look at me, I'm so cool. Like she...
Look
she,
at my Ethiopian man.
Yeah, he does MMA, and they're horrified. And she's like, yeah, I don't like violence, but it's hot.
She really is. I think we've come a long way with her. I despised her. Now she kind of amuses me because I know how horrible she is, and I love to watch the circle happen.
Yeah.
But I want to say one more thing about when he's like, maybe you could be pregnant, and Beanie's like, yay, hey, 10 kids.
All right.
And she's like, Leandro, help Benny go get a person test because he might not know where it is. And she's like, oh my God, my ex-husband and my fiance going to get my own pregnancy test. That's what I'm talking about. That's true.
When Benny said,
that's what she did when they left.
When Benium said 10 kids, what the fuck is he smoking? Like, this
what,
guy,
what,
did
what
he
about
write
Ari
It's a Small
makes you
World
think she
too
wants
many
10
times?
Kids?
What did you say? I wasn't listening. I'm sorry.
I was just screaming over you as usual.
Why are you sweating already? It's not
because
hot in
it's
here.
It's hot in here.
I feel fine.
I run hot.
Poodle would sweat in Antarctica.
You know what? I was cold.
He would look at penguins and say, are you hot? Are you hot, gay penguins?
Yo, mother Poodle does that. She'll just walk around and go, my mother's walking around in like shorts and a t-shirt, and my father's in a sweater and just like everything else. And she's like, is anyone hot in here? And my dad just looks at her like this.
Friend, I'm cold.
Shush. It's like 65 degrees in here. And I'm going, are you reptiles? What's wrong with you? It's the change, I'm sure, but damn.
Benny, so the best part about this is, which is, it's wonderful, but it's also terrible because...
it's fuckery.
I don't feel bad for Benny because remember, y'all, he's a fuckboy. But I do feel a little bad for him because Ari and Leander like to team up and troll him because Benny says...
it's awful to watch, but a little fun.
Yes, because while they're going to the drugstore, that's when Leander says, how many kids would you like to have? And Benny goes, 10.
It's and Leander's like,
I can't wait to tell my friend.
And he immediately's like, oh.
Because I'm kind of gay.
And he's like, I don't think she wants that. He's like, yes, she does. She's my wife. She wants 10 kids. He's like, okay.
Leandro is the worst species of friend for a woman to have.
Oh, yes. Yes.
The straight man who could sometimes act like a gay best friend.
Yeah.
But kind of still wants to, doesn't want to bang her, but also kind of is here for the drama.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He's a fucking nudge.
Well, even it's when they awful. Came home, he said, okay, well, we'll ask her. And as soon as they came home, he was like, Ari, how many kids do you want to have? How many kids, Ari?
How many kids do you want to have, bestie?
And she's like, I just crapped my pants, but I just want two.
And he's like, he wants 10. And he says,
literally, 10.
And 10's across the board.
10's across the board.
So, and of course, y'all, the test is negative.
And then
this whole thing was come up with a production assistant an hour before.
Oh, yeah.
I'm convinced.
The best line, though, is when Leander said, see, Benny, she doesn't want 10 kids. And Ari goes,
it's like my ex-husband knows me better than my future husband.
Oh, my God. Right?
And you see Benny just go.
And you see her go. Goom, 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 goom.
Goom, 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 goom.
Ew, 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 ew. Goom, 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 goom.
Y'all ready for this?
You're trolled.
That's how long it's been since we went to a club.
Yeah.
So they are. God. They go to have breakfast at some fucking pancake place.
Hey, there is nothing wrong with a breakfast burrito.
She just checked herself and went, oh my God, I just shouted out.
You just shouted out. I enjoy breakfast burrito. I don't mind that.
I agree. It is not good storytelling on television to talk about how good the pancakes are and you get a fucking burrito. It is a little weird. It's like going to Philippe's French Dip in Los Angeles and saying, I'll have a chef's salad.
It's true. It'd be like that time when we went to that barbecue restaurant for your birthday and I got a
listen
salad.
Listen to this shit. Listen. Okay.
It was his
when
birthday.
When you invite someone for a birthday dinner and everyone's worn their eating pants And you know you're going to eat barbecue. Everyone knows at that table. Everyone's like, oh. In L.A., too. Everyone's like,
and this was like, yeah. Fat. This was a restaurant that they had in L.A. that used to be owned by Brian Bosworth. So it was like fatty barbecue.
Yeah.
Oh, the good kind.
Everyone, and I swear to God, I'm ordering. I'm like, I'll take big boy platter 4 with extra lard. And everyone.
You did get extra cornbread.
And everyone there is saying, I'll take the angioplasty with a side of beans. Like, everyone is ordering that. Bitch says, garden salad.
No, it was a barbecue chicken salad with ranch. I just wanted something with a little roughage.
Thank you, what the fuck, because that's what happens. That is a shitty friend.
I ordered it, and this is what
I'll never forget it.
What?
And I said, I want the salad, he said.
What did you order?
And I said, I just want the salad.
You'll pay for that.
He talked about it for 3 months, and finally, our good lesbian friend Rachel had to do an intervention and say, can we put this to bed? And I apologized on one knee, and he said he was over it.
In theory.
It's we're like Ari and Benny. I like that Ari, Queen of Obvious, they're sitting there eating, and Ari says, sometimes it's like we're really different, and that's going to be hard.
It's going to be hard to stay together.
And I'm like, you might have thought about that before you had his child in Ethiopia.
There is something about her that she's so good at feeding the camera what we want her to say. And she's like, with the whole thing, she's like, where sometimes I think we're so different. And it's going to be awfully hard to stay together if we're not. Even though we all know they're going to get married and we're all going to have to watch it and, like, eat it down.
Yeah.
And, like, even though we don't want to eat it, it's like you eating a garden salad at my fucking birthday dinner. I didn't want to eat the big boy platter with extra lard, but I did.
I'm just going to pose like that little gay pig on the wall and be coy.
That pig is gay.
That's a gay pig.
Y'all,
Emos has got a gay pig.
The Reens are like, that's a gay pig.
Yeah, they know.
That pig is like this.
All right.
I know a secret you don't. That's like fucking Leandro over there. That pig's got a crown on. Go on with your queen pig. Should we move on?
We should move on. Let's talk about Karen Guillermo, shall we? All right.
They're going to the roadie.
What?
Is that next? That's the next thing. No, you're right.
I'm just following the order you wrote.
That I made up, and I don't even know it.
Wow.
Thank you.
You don't know where we are.
We are in Guadalajara.
Yeah.
Because that's what it feels like. Let's talk about Kara and Baby G, as I call him.
Not too much.
Baby Guillermo.
They're at the rodeo, and I love it that Kara basically says, well, in America, we're going to eat tons and tons of fatty, horrible food for you. That's what we do.
Thank God for America that way. That's what we do. So,
did you like it? My favorite part of the line when Guillermo said, and he said it in all sincerity, this isn't my first rodeo.
This isn't my first rodeo.
He didn't even know it was a saying.
If we had a bigger budget, I would now play the John Crawford clip of Mommy Dearest, don't fuck with me, fellas. This isn't my first rodeo.
We can't afford the rights to that.
We cannot.
Joan Crawford will find us.
All the gay men and women who want to be gay men screamed, oh my God!
If your straight husband just said that line with us, he's not straight.
You may need to have a conversation tonight.
He's going
to
want a finger in his butt, and you better do it.
He did. She really did say, this isn't my first rodeo. And the crew went, bah!
Yeah, so.
If you haven't seen Mommy Dearest, it's a great movie. If you're a gay person, you haven't seen Mommy Dearest, do better, honestly.
No, it's true. So they talk about rodeo stuff, and so Then, like,
he has been to one in Venezuela.
Where they grab the bull.
The tailed bulls. And she's like, Kara's like, that sounds aggressive.
Yeah, and then they...
You're aggressive.
So then they're just watching the rodeo. It is sweet when he's watching, like, the woman ride around with the flag and the national... Just because, like, we
he
forget
is lovely.
That, like, he's just such a little tender heart, and she's just going to just chew it up.
No, here's the thing. I think they'll be together for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Yo.
What?
She's going to cheat on him.
I think she will cheat on him. I do.
Come on. You're not right. Thinking it.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's going to get a job where she's working around a lot of hot guys.
She's going to get a very important, like, corporate job that has a lot of balloons, and they need to do a balloon decoration.
But here's the thing
is, she's going to be working late. And then the CEO of that's going to come out and say, my, that's a lot of balloons. She's going to go, oh, thank you. And then they're going to fuck.
On a balloon.
On the balloon. Pop.
On a big balloon. But here's why I know this. She's always got, in their confessionals, she's always, yo, maybe it's because I had the same look in my eye in my 20s. When she's looking at the camera, y'all know it too. She's looking at the camera, she's like, that's cheating.
She does look the way you look in your late 20s.
We can recognize our own. I was a cheater in my 20s, so
you weren't even,
I'm not a cheater now.
You weren't even faithful to your vodka brand in your 20s.
I cheated on my vodka.
But drink anything and suck anything.
Y'all, you, and it is because, and so you, the thing about it is you can rationalize having a quick affair with someone. Guillermo cannot rationalize that. So if she does stay true to him, all the better. That means she'll have to really change. I know a slut when I see one because I am one.
She's a woohoo girl.
We're taking back the slut. We're taking back the term slut because it's sex positivity.
Do that. Do what you want to do.
And I guarantee you, y'all, she rocks his fucking world. She is good at it. I promise you. He's not. He's doing the best he can.
Keeping up.
She turns him up and turns him down.
He is. She actually is driving that girth train.
Yes, she is.
She is.
Ghost train's coming. Coming up around the bend in Austin.
Ghost train. Keep up.
Austin. The ghost train's coming up and down the bend. It's hot in Austin. Ghost train's coming. Wait to the ghost train, children. Wait to the ghost train, children. You can't ride the ghost train, children, because you're not enough. Going in the tunnel now. Is it going to make it? Girt train's big. Is it going to make it? Girt train's big. Is it going to make it? Girt train's big. It made it.
Made it.
We're Dicktown bound. We're Dicktown bound. We're Dicktown bound. Barbecue sauce.
All aboard! I think that's all I have to say about them, except for they agree to have them in the middle wedding.
That's it. This was the weirdest compromise ever, where out of nowhere she just went, so I think we're going to have the wedding you kind of want to have and the wedding I kind of want to have. And the producer goes, yes!
We'll meet in the middle beneath that old Georgia pine.
Meet in the middle. You start going your way. Isn't that the song?
We don't have the rights to that song. We can't sing it.
That never stopped us before.
It never stopped us before. All right. That's all I have about them.
Me too.
Y'all, I think it's time. Shall we
bring
up our first guest for tonight? Y'all, welcome to the stage, Ronnie Care for Watch My Crappins!
Hey, Batch. Hey, Batch. Hey, Batch. If you don't know me, you're welcome to blow me, Batch.
Am I being fucking interrogated up here? What is this? Do you need a belt?
They're all here.
Strap me to this? Fuckers bring the IKEA. And look what they give me. I'm just kidding. Hi, you guys.
It's Ronnie.
Who? How are you the only two people who start podcasting and get thinner?
That is so sweet.
Because we're walking around all the time.
This is a podcaster, buddy. Right here, baby.
Woo! I like a man. Now, it's Geraldine's, right? How many Geraldines do we have, right? That's how you call your listeners, right?
Yes.
Yes, yes. Crappins, I love it.
They're the ones who are already sloppy drunk. So...
Well, I'm right with you in the back.
If you like Bravo and you're not listening to his show, what the fuck?
Yeah, y'all, we don't do a lot of the Housewives shows because Ronnie and Ben...
We'll kill you. We'll fucking slaughter you.
That's actually the reason.
That's true.
They do them so much better and because they actually know their history and they actually get stuff right and we're just like dumb.
We just talk.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true that we do it better, but it is true that you need history with that shit because people will comment like, excuse me, don't you remember season one?
Fuck them. I don't react well to that. I'm just like, fuck you. I don't give a shit. I started watching Sick and Sick as your wife on season three and I'm going to care for it.
It's not the way it works.
Yeah, you can't do
that. Not the way it works.
You can't do that. Bucky's hater. Who the fuck are you anyway? I have never in my life heard somebody publicly.
I'm a fucking snob, baby.
Listen, I've heard people say, I hate gay people. I'm like, fine, we'll go out later. We'll talk. Like, I'll hang out with them. I've heard people say some rancid shit, but you hate Bucky?
I hate Bucky. How
dare you? Why don't you walk into an HEB and shit all over that, too, while you're here?
I do like HEB.
Oh, I saw an HEB Plus, and I got very excited.
All right. Same.
If I said I hated HEB, they would spear me with a pitchfork and smear my blood all across the wall. Yes.
Saved by the Heeb, baby.
Saved by the Heebs.
This is your town. You are Austin.
I love Austin. Yeah, I started coming here when my sister went to college because I was like that creepy older brother who was like, new people, the fuck? Like, I didn't go to college, so I didn't really get that college.
How do you not? You're so smart.
It's called YouTube, sir. Jesus. You don't have to go to college to not be a fucking fall down moron, Jake. What are you?
It's true. You have two master's degrees and you're doing this.
I know.
You,
that is the fucking truth. That's what education does for you. Fuck it.
I just am a lazy person.
Drop out now.
I'm just a lazy person, so I didn't want to go. But when my sister went and I saw the men in Austin, I was like, I'm coming to Austin.
Because you're originally from El Paso, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Si.
A Tejasan. There you go.
Yes, El Paso, baby.
Tejasan?
No, a Texan.
Yeah, I'm Tejasan.
A Texan.
Oh, now,
if y'all don't know this. Ronnie truly is the reason why Jake and I do this podcast. Because Ronnie, I've known each other forever, and we used to do improv together.
Yes.
And I remember he smoked a cigarette and blew it in my face and said, you just need to talk about TV with Jake already. And I said, okay.
Well,
and I did it.
Part of it, though, is because Matt is also a therapist, which I'm sure you guys already know.
Have we heard that before?
Never.
Sorry. But, you know, he's a therapist and a really good one. And I'm a drama queen, so...
She is.
We would just get drunk, and then he'd be like, so sure. How come you don't date? What is that? Why aren't you dating?
Don't you love those invasive questions? You're like, fuck you.
I do. Like, I felt seen, you know?
Oh.
And so we would talk, and then he would be like, well, you know, you could go to therapy. And I'm like, but I am in therapy. And he's...
Drinking with you is my therapy.
Yeah, and he would be like, but you could pay. And I was like, fuck you. Fuck you with this. Sick of your therapy act, okay? Just get up and talk to fucking Jake already. Like, enough.
That's true.
That's it. So thank you to Ronnie.
It's fun, and that's what we do now. So.
That's not me. That's you. But thank you for being nice. That is all you guys. Are you kidding? Who wouldn't tell them to do that? Listen, you hang out with these two for 10 minutes. You're like, find a fucking microphone already. I think that's probably how it went. Get up on a stage, world.
We're such stage whores that we need something to do.
We are.
Yeah,
that is the truth.
We're all the same in that way, for sure.
Like, please pick me. Love me. God, love
me. I know
me.
That term, pick me girl. You know, everybody's like, oh, my God, she's such a pick me girl.
I'm
like, what's wrong with that?
That's me. 100%. That's all these fuckers out here. Yeah.
Why else do you get out of bed? You know, I just want to be loved
and be celebrated.
I don't care what it is. If I'm at the DMV and they call my name, I'm like, one, I won. Looking good,
looking good, bitch.
Yes, I want to be picked. Yes, I do.
We brought you on today besides being our friend.
So weird not being able to lean. I'm such a leaner. I can't.
Do you want to sit in this chair?
No. I would never.
You can't. I don't care.
No, just kidding. Take his seat
or take
mine.
I'm just saying, like, as a socially, like, an awkward person, I'm like, this is how I sit normally. It's
please
like
do
I'm
that.
Always on a really tiny toilet in the woods. You know, I'm just like.
That's actually
that's
comfortable for me.
It is.
Yeah.
I like to feel my boobs at my elbows, like, just giving me warmth.
Are you someone like me who can never be comfortable? Like, I have been comfortable once in my life.
No, I'm comfortable.
Like, when I've been sitting.
I'm always comfortable.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, even, like, I've gained a lot of weight, you know. It's still COVID. Shut up. I know someone who has it. Like, I'm just riding the COVID way. Every time they're like, COVID's over, I'm like, no! You know, it's like my built-in excuse for a decade. But, like, I just keep gaining weight and gaining weight. And part of me is like, oh, my God, how can I go out? I'm going to sweat. I'm going to be so fat. And the other part's like, I'm wearing the best memory foam. I'm sitting on those benches back there. I'm literally, like, leaning like this on my muffin top. And I feel amazing. Like, I'm comfortable.
Yes, you're comfortable. So your muffin top is a Tempur-Pedic.
Yes.
It's just right there.
Yes.
So we need to talk about the debacle that is Southern Charm.
Yes.
On Bravo. You and Ben cover this show. What's
so
your...
you guys cover Southern Charm.
We've been covering it from the beginning, yeah.
We haven't done...
From the beginning.
We did like two seasons back.
Sorry, not all the way.
Like
y'all been doing it all the way back.
Back in 1823, we were...
When General Sherman burned down Atlanta... We've been covering Southern Charm.
No, it's true.
Yeah, but yeah, you
all
guys
the back
it.
When Patricia Altshuler was 10 years old.
And someone said, oh, you're going to go talk to them about Southern Charm. Ask them why they love all the guys. You guys think all the guys are hot and fuckable? Is that true?
We like Craig.
Well, yeah, I mean, duh.
No, I don't. No, I am not a Shep fan.
First of all, tell them to fuck off. We have our own fucking opinions.
No, but they
I don't love Shep. No.
Oh, you hate all the guys.
Yeah, I want them all to die.
Like, I was
like, I want to be there when the camera catches them, like, coking out, like, till their heart pops. I want to see Shep's wooden teeth fall to the ground, you know?
He is so archaic.
Like, I'm filled with that much hate, you know?
You know what it is for me? And maybe it is the same for you. Shep reminds me so many men I grew up with.
He does not me. Yeah. But you grew up in Deep South. He annoys the fuck out of me, especially with his old fucking grandpa jokes. He is so outdated on this show. I just want him gone. And it's so creepy seeing him with Taylor because I feel like it's a grandpa carrying around his pretty granddaughter around town saying, look at my granddaughter. It's gross.
Yes, and isn't she turning into that? Like,
she's
now?
Like, yes.
She's like with her little like 70s glass, which I think is like trendy, I guess.
But
it's like
ages
70s.
Her.
But you know, she's doing like 70s, like white lipstick. Is this on my head? Like, she looks crazy
now.
No,
she looks crazy.
Like, did you crochet that top? Like, what are you... What
she's
happened
also,
to you?
But, like, the worst thing is, y'all, he is wasting her fucking time.
He is wasting...
He is never gonna marry her.
I mean, Shep just looks like someone who smells.
Always bad breath. 100%.
You know, yes, bad.
Everybody's got that one uncle.
It just smells like turpentine.
Probably that one uncle. I'm like, oh, God, am I that uncle?
Yeah. It's probably me.
I'm just, like, putting on deodorant from the glove compartment. Like,
yes, constantly.
What?
Austin, I can't...
No, we can't pass Shep. Are you kidding?
Oh, okay.
Okay, that girl, Taylor, it's hard because being a gay man, we're best friends with so many women, right?
Yeah.
And
also,
we date so many fuckheads. Like, I think what we have in common with women is we also have to deal with the fuckheads that are
oh,
men.
Yes.
We got HPV from someone who fucked us over, too.
Girl, like, you can't even share a drink at a pool party anymore.
You can't.
You just have to kill them all.
So,
not
girls
that I've done
like
that.
Taylor, like, we've been through it. And part of it also is that she's very young and I'm very old. And I'm starting to have that problem where I'm like, but you're young, you know. It's like no one could yell at me at that age. But I'm like, you're wasting your own time.
She's wasting her time.
The guy told you he doesn't want it. It's like, I think it's like when you win the lottery. Okay, so you know when you win the lottery and they're like, do you want this in a lump sum?
Yes.
Or do you want it? weekly or monthly or whatever. That's what it is, dating Shep, when you take the weekly payments. Because you ain't going to just, like, go out and, like, get a BMW.
I'm going to be in 6 months.
Right, but Shep does. Shep will have that money coming in until he's 120. It's not going to be a lot, but it's going to be enough for, like, his little weird house.
For his little mailbox money and all that.
And I think that's, like, that's when you're looking for security, you know? And I say at this point, lump sum, bitch. Find a lump sum man.
I love that.
Take that to heart. Find a lump sum, man.
Spend it and find another lotto to play in, you know?
Amen. I want to know.
That's fucked up, right?
No, I agree with that. What do we think about Naomi's intros? Because they bug the shit out of me.
Well, previously on Southern
Yes! Times, she kind of slurs her way through them.
Craig's fucking stupid. Shep's fucking stupid. Catherine's still a stupid slut. Are we still pretending she's a hero?
At least Cameron put some like gusto in it.
Cameron judged your ass in that.
Yes, she did.
Cameron would be like, previously. Craig pretended he was a lawyer, even though we all knew that was stupid, you know?
Craig was a lawyer, and he did this, and can you believe Craig's not going to be a lawyer, and he hadn't passed the bar yet? Wee-ow!
The previously is for Cameron's burn book, you know? They're like, just rip everybody.
That is so accurate.
I miss her, kind of.
Me too.
Remember her fake bullshit, like, I love McDonald's. I'm like, shut up.
Shut up.
You lost your baby weight in 3 minutes. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. No, y'all, her Instagram, I will warn you, it's one of the worst Instagrams
you've
ever seen.
It's a fucking Walmart.
It is one of the most gratuitous, ugliest things you will ever see.
It's true.
It is. I feel like she's in a picket fence prison, you know? Like,
yeah,
there's
yeah.
something that doctor, I don't want to call somebody abusive, but, you know, he's emotionally at the very least. Like, Stranger, I feel like I'm in Stranger Things right now. So
yes.
It's like the upside down here.
I don't mean abusive
like that. I just mean there's something weird. He would always be like, I won't be on camera.
He was weird.
I can't be on camera because I'm a doctor. Ooh. And then she would always be like, well, I'll talk shit about you, but not about me, because my husband doesn't like it. It's like, oh, fuck you and your husband, okay? What kind of cul-de-sac do you live on? The kind I grew up on. Husbands are fucking fair game. It's not some five-year-old we can't talk about. Bring his spinning hair ass out here. We are going to town on your
husband.
Totally.
Yeah. That is goddamn deep South culture. And it sucks because
it sucks.
I can't talk about my husband so like that. Yeah. That's just but what
yet,
I don't want to do.
We're still talking about Cameron as a plot point on this show.
No, she was never a plot point.
But no, though. But like Naomi and Catherine are fighting over that. And I'm like, this was like 2 seasons ago. Cameron's not even the show. Why are you mad at Catherine for talking about Cameron?
This season is jerking off with no lube. That's what it feels like to me.
That's how I do it. Do you guys use lube? I mean, I'm sorry, it's disgusting. They're way grosser than we are on our show, I'll tell you that.
No, we are.
People who have ever listened to me are like, who is this whore? Like, I've never heard him. We don't talk like that. But, yeah, I don't want that shit all over my sheets. I have bamboo Amazon sheets. Buck it up, okay? Just tap it.
Red, chafed.
Who am I kidding? Half the time I'm like, come on. Let's do this. Come on. Like, no. Just hiding in there like, mm-mm. Because when you gain weight, you get a fupa, you know? And my penis has never been more comfortable. It's like, bye, bye. I've got a home now. My penis is like a homeowner now. It's like, no. Sorry. And I can't even hide it. Don't look. What? You just even stopped. Okay, I wanted to see what that would look like physically, damn it.
we have to move on. I don't want to.
Please,
I just want to say.
But I want to say.
I just want to apologize to the ASL interpreters for this show.
I.
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
Give
it up, y'all.
And give you guys are doing a beautiful, beautiful job.
Thank you.
I'm sitting over there watching. How do you get that?
They're gonna. They're well. We pay for
we're gonna get a letter.
We
calling my agent.
We they're gonna go out for drinks. They're just like, y'all don't know what we just did.
They're gonna go to church with you tomorrow.
So, I want to talk. What do you think? My favorite new characters are Olivia's parents.
Yes.
Oh.
Because she's always like, we're going to have some wine, but we can't tell Daddy. Yes. Oh, my God. Daddy's going to come home. We have to put the wine away because Big Daddy, I'm in a fucking, like, Tennessee Williams play. Oh.
And what's her dog's name?
Marley.
My dog's going,
she is every South Carolina woman who lives near the coast who is wealthy.
Well, and every Southern boy knows this woman.
Oh,
who
talks
like a
you.
Little cartoon angel, and she seems so sweet, and she's a fucking bitch from hell. And
oh, she's awful.
She's horrible. Okay, this is this lady. She's like, oh, I can't wait to meet Austin. I'm going to make some time. Y'all going to go to the dance together? Let me make you a little appetizer, honey. And then he comes in, and she's like, ew, where'd you get those shoes? And then whenever she asks Olivia how it's going, and Olivia's like, well, we're just like Netflix and chilling, Mom. She's like, not my baby.
She doesn't. Not that kind of girl.
Not my baby.
Not good enough.
Y'all, she returns things without a receipt. No lies.
She does return things without.
She goes to fucking Nordstrom. I'm so sorry. I forgot. Ma'am, we can't do that. Can you make an exception for just this one?
That
she
is.
Knows me. She knows me. That's that lady. He's like, Isabella, she knows me.
You saw me buy these Capri pants.
Uh-huh.
That's the kind of women we would have at the Clinique counter that were returned. They used half of their Super Balance foundation, but they returned about it. And I said, but you got a free gift with this. Do you want to give that back too? I didn't can't find it. I'll bring it back next week.
But Olivia, I think, is kind of a dud. But I also feel bad for her because she's like 11. Like, how old is she?
I feel bad for her because all she said was, hey, Naomi, if you don't want to go to a party, don't bitch about people at the party the whole time.
What do you mean?
And everybody just went,
and they burned her with fire.
It like literally was like all
I know
fire
Olivia
on her.
Now is like, but Mama, he just wasn't know. Yeah, she did get kind of flamed for that. But she was getting involved in, like, mean girl group business. It's, like, you've seen the show. Don't walk into the girl.
That's true.
But she's also trying to, like, get Catherine on her side, right?
Yeah.
Because Catherine's, like, the ultimate popular girl on that show, even though she's...
Though she's horrible!
But, look, I know that the audience has issues, but as far as the show goes, it's like, it's Catherine! And then Catherine...
That was almost the name of the show. It's Catherine.
It's Catherine! They build it up because even the music on this show is like boom, 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 boom.
When it's Catherine,
and then it cuts to Catherine like missing a nail, like you know her eyes like twitching. She's just she's got makeup on half her face, her hair is back.
And the last shot of this with Catherine against the wall, looking like 9.5 weeks, just sliding down the wall like this.
After her breakup dinner of meatballs and a fucking tin of tomato.
This was ragu and like Mama Lucia meatballs that she got frozen.
I think a can of bronzer exploded in her face.
Because
her face was literally orange and her neck was just peach white.
Yeah. God bless her heart.
Bless
her heart.
If we still hate her, if like Vanita still hates her, if everyone still hates Catherine, and we all think she's a big racist, why did we not fire her? It's like, why are we still doing it? That's what I ask.
Well, Bravo's not really good with that. I don't know. They're not.
But it's like, but why are we relitigating it if we're not going to fire it?
That is such an Andy thing to say. I don't want to relitigate this right now.
That is such a good Andy Cohen.
Not relitigate it, guy.
Even the way he turns his head.
I think one thing, you know, ever since the like the Black Lives Matter and that summer and everything, like, changed the national conversation.
Yeah.
It's been so funny and sad and heartbreaking to watch Bravo deal with it, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't watch any other channels, so I can't be like, oh, guys, let's talk about how CBS is handling. Like, I don't give a fuck. Bravo's all
they
I
had
watch.
A really special special episode of, like, Joe Loves Arbasola or... Abasola.
I think that show got canceled.
How I Met Your Black Mother. It's like, I don't
know.
Job,
I don't
CBS,
know if anyone has seen
great.
That show, but it's the funniest name. It's like Joe Loves Abasola. It's like, what the fuck is this?
No, the good thing about streaming is you can really avoid all that shit. Like, I have no idea what's even on there. My mom's like, have you seen that Silence of the Lambs prequel? And I'm like, fuck no, and I'm never going to.
Oh,
I'll never see any part. But anyway,
my mama loves that.
They've tried
that or anything with Holly Hunter. She'll watch.
It's not with Holly Hunter.
Dr. Lecter. I know, but just
it's like Clarice. And Clarice is like, I'm young and hip now. I'm like, no, you're not, honey. When you were young, you were Jodie Foster. Can
yes.
we stop this?
When did you, Dr. Lecter? When did you first notice the lambs were screaming, Dr. Lecter?
Yes. Yeah. I want to. If it was like the original, not. I'm not saying get Jodie Foster because that bitch ain't doing it.
No, like, but get a strong lesbian to play that person.
Yes, and someone like also kind of weird, like who might have possibly switched brains with her mother one Friday. You know, like,
yes,
that I would
get,
love
like, some random girl. So anyway, when the conversation turned and Bravo was like, hey, isn't it crazy that we have shows with all white people?
Isn't it weird?
This is nuts. And so they tried to change it. And really what we've seen is the problem is so much worse than we thought.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God. And Southern Charm especially.
Oh, my God.
Southern Charm is one of those shows. You know, we all have that friend who's like, what privilege?
Yeah.
I work every day of my life for my privilege. And you're like, oh, that's not what it means. You know, you're like, you kind of have to explain it.
Yeah.
And then we have to get so good at explaining it to all the ignorant people we know. Southern Charm, just turn on Southern Charm. Be like, this is what white privilege is.
That okay? is so true.
And it just makes it so much easier. So in some ways, Bravo has made at least my conversations easier.
Yeah, it's true.
His name is Shep. Just... He's got teeth like fucking wooden bowling pins. All right, go find him.
So I think the weirdest thing for me this season is how everyone's jealous of Craig. Because he's finally the
Craig
one who's
became
slightly
the
sex.
He's not the loser anymore.
My pillow empire.
Yeah, no, but is it? Remember when he was the big loser who couldn't take the bar?
I don't understand why everyone is so jealous of me and not my best
like
friend.
Like everybody just wants to be like me. It's like not. Can't you be happy for my success?
No, you fucking bloated cokehead. The only reason we like you at all is because you're fuckable.
Yo.
And stop acting like you're Martha Stewart with your five pillows for $900 each. Get the fuck out of
Yo,
here with that.
If you've never seen a face of someone who's done cocaine, look at Craig Conover.
Look no further.
Swear to God.
And it became that whole thing like now we all say, I think we all got this from this show. It's Adderall. I'm addicted to Adderall because that was Craig Singh. Oh. And he's like, wait a minute, Joe Blow. What's going on, Cokie? Hey, Cokie Roberts. And Craig was like, guys, I've got to admit, I had a problem with Adderall. No, you did not. The doctor will not give you that
no.
many to have a problem with.
I know
it's
something...
called cocaine. Pass it over
exactly.
so I can inspect it.
I know something just like Adderall that you don't need a prescription for that makes you feel better. But you snort it, so...
Meth! You know?
Yeah.
Sorry, too much.
Too much.
Hey, I said fentanyl at the last show, and there was a woman
Didn't
who
go
over here who went...
Yeah, no fentanyl. We've had a big problem with that in Austin, these fucking
cheap
drug
I guess
drug
so.
Dealers.
I, like, I went to Texas, and I was like, fentanyl, ha, ha, ha! And no. this woman just went, no.
No, fentanyl, no, no, no.
I don't even know what it is.
The drug. I will say.
Where have
I
you
love,
been?
I will say I love so much about Austin. I'm loving being here. I love the people here.
Just the fentanyl.
I love H-E-B and Bucky's both.
Torchies. I love me some torchies.
Here's my only complaint. drug dealers. Are you fucking kidding me with your fentanyl, cutting fentanyl? You can't even take drugs anymore. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to
Thank
do?
You for I've taking a stand
like,
about this.
Like
it's very important.
I've got hair on my arms just hoping there are remnants left from the past, you know? Fucking fentanyl, motherfucker.
You're just going into, like, your desk drawer, just like...
Girl, I have, okay?
Getting in the dust.
I've gone through old
Been
pestles.
There.
Mortars and pestles, where I'm like, ugh. I'm like, I think I just snorted marble.
Now, we do think, the only thing I want to come out of Southern Charm is I want them to make a reality show of Patricia Altschul looking for another butler. Would that not be the best fucking show ever?
It's a little tone deaf for the times, possibly. I agree. I would watch it, but it's a little tone deaf for the times. When Patricia Altschul says, I want someone to serve me.
Whitney.
And I just love that her face officially does not move at all.
Never.
Anymore. And so now she's just the whole show like, Whitney.
Do these work, Whitney?
Yeah. I think that's a really
good
idea.
Great idea. And that's why she does look good. Her hair look, Madison makes her hair look so good. That's why they're never going to fire Madison just because she's a hairdresser.
I think Madison's amazing. I can't believe so many people hate Madison.
Well,
she's a great TV person.
He hated her more than me. I mean,
the reason why people hated her is because she leaned into being the villain.
Yes, fuck yes.
But we needed it. But I will say now that she's not doing it, it's a more boring season.
No, I agree with you. I think it was that I watched her take people's pain and eat it.
Delicious.
True.
Why should I get to eat my feelings? Why can't I eat yours too?
Give me
some fucking mustard.
She literally drank people's tears.
Yeah.
And it was something to watch.
Yeah. Loved every second. Also, I think people didn't like her because she was accusing Austin of this stuff. And we were still, America, buying Austin's whole like, well, how could you treat me like this? I would never do anything to her. You know, his mouth keeps like moving while he's like,
yes.
He'll say like two words, but his mouth is stuck.
All you ever had to do was watch him on. This is so accurate, and I never noticed it before.
Yeah,
and it's like wrecking my world.
Yeah, it's bad lip syncing. But you know, you have to add the spit all over the. I mean, those poor guys.
I thought his tongue is so big. He turned like that to me. All done like that.
Yeah. What do you mean, Quag?
Madison.
Madison.
That's insane right now.
You're like, I can insane person right now.
But do you think, like, we on Summer House, he was obviously, we knew now he is a terrible person.
Yeah.
He's a terrible person.
Yeah, he's horrible.
But not
he's
surprised.
Yeah. I'm not either,
but
we all kind
of
knew.
He was one of those who was so good at faking it. You
he
know,
was.
We really didn't know the extent of how, look, I'm a very negative person. Like I'm
no.
I'm fueled on negativity and judgment.
I'm not.
And I feel good about it. Like I've been to therapy. I left feeling good about it. And so I hate 90% of people on TV at first. And the good thing is it's a Bravo show that I recap, so I'm usually right by the end. So people are like, oh my God, you're psychic. And I'm like, no, I'm just a negative person. But
you hate everybody because people are going to disappoint you. That's just the thing.
But he really got worse than even I thought he could get. I mean, that
guy's
the
worst.
Pure shit. So now we're seeing the other side of what Madison was seeing in real life and why she was always poking him and saying, oh, you're a real good actor.
I get it. I totally get it now.
I can't believe
I'm empathizing with Madison, but it's true.
I loved her then. But now this season, when she's like,
you know, I finally met somebody who makes me want to be a better person.
I was like, fuck that guy. Let's put a contract out on his ass because that's not why I'm watching you.
No, it's not. It's not. Although she did do it on Amazon Live and throw it in his face.
She is every girl I grew up with in South Carolina who wanted something better for herself and who came from trash like I did. But they will knock everybody down to get there. And that is, yes, like you.
Like you. Own it. Own it. All right. Okay, we're gonna wrap up soon. But y'all have exciting news for Watch What Crap. Y'all just finished your tour, and now what are y'all about to do next?
Now we're just doing Watch What Crap. No, but every you, day. No, we're doing.
But you told us you're doing something new.
That is great
and then
news.
We're going to be starting our Winter is Crapping, which is our Game of Thrones podcast. We're going to be doing the new prequel for that. So that'll
yes.
be coming out. But yeah, just hot, you know, watching this shit and
just going to be
is, this
drag
is, this
queen.
This is going into scripted stuff.
No, I think they should call this new show Drag Queens and Dragons because that's all it's going to be.
Well, this is this show is basically cast with the only people that the guys on Southern Charm will fuck, which is all blonde people. It's all thin blonde people.
That's true.
It's a Targaryen.
That's fucking Olivia.
So. As Shep said at the
it's
bar.
It's like everybody's Olivia.
The guy
you
said,
know?
Gives him a blonde beard. He goes, oh, I'm sorry. I love a blonde.
They do, though. They love them a 25-year-old thin blonde, and then they like to turn them into whatever they're doing to Taylor.
Yes.
By the end of it, she's just like cutting things out of a magazine.
She has a vanity walker by the end.
By the end of it.
Well, you know what I love? I love me some Ronnie Caron. Everybody give him a hand for my Twit Crab and Ronnie!
Love you guys!
Ronnie
Caron!
Thank you,
baby.
I love you.
Mom.
Just put your mic here.
Thank you, guys. Bye. Thanks.
Y'all, it's time for shout-outs.
Let's shout out.
Whoa! You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah, 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 yeah. Say you will. Say it right now, baby.
Say you will.
Say it right now, baby.
Say you will.
Say it right now.
All right, Gary, enough of this shit. I'm tired.
All right, let's jump to it, y'all. This is your shout-out. Okay, here we go. To Shelly, my sister wife for life, thank you for finally listening to the gays and becoming a sissy. I love you. And as Poods would say, we have to move on.
Thank you. Gary, can we get that summer samba under this, just like about half volume? There we go.
Yes, Gary. Give it up for Gary.
Thank you.
I've got to say, this is our hottest Gary we've ever had.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Y'all, shout out to Nene, my Southwest Texas roomie and friend of 33 years. Wow.
We're praying for you, Nene.
Nene.
Thoughts and prayers.
Lord, thank you for Nene.
Thank you.
For giving me Nene, because she has taken me through everything.
Everything.
Lord, they talked about a gay pig over there on the wall tonight, and I'm going to have to talk about a lot in church tomorrow. So, anyway, she says, thanks for binge the 90-day multiverse so she would be up to speed in this crazy shit show and come meet the gays tonight.
Yes. All right, the next one says, Bubba, thanks for loving me enough to allow yourself to be objectified.
Ooh.
Remember,
where's Bubba?
Where's Bubba?
Oh shit! Oh.
You're gonna get objectified. Remember, it's not cheating. If it's with Poodle, y'all,
it's a kind of a hot night, honey. But we'll work off everything we've eaten later. So,
I love you, and Marshmallow to the end of the earth. Your wife.
I assume that's an animal.
Yeah.
That's your baby?
We've got to move on.
Sorry.
Just
like,
start reading.
I have so many follow-up questions.
We've got
sorry.
The reins here. We got to go.
Thank you to my awesome husband, Matt, for coming with me tonight. You don't watch any of these shitty shows and came with me anyway. I love you. Love, Joanne.
Joanne.
That is love.
Shout out to my son Placido for coming with me and putting up with my nonsense. Melissa.
Oh.
That's a
hey,
big name.
Hey, Placido.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
Wow. You just got fucked last night.
It didn't take. To my hot German boy, Dennis. Thanks for coming to see the gays with me. Now you can Dusseldorf anytime. Love you, Peyton, and I'm here for that dirty German joke. Oh, fuck, I can tell you're German. Drop your pants and I can tell you even better.
All right.
Yo, German dicks are wild. That's, I just need to tell you that.
He's smiling. He knows.
To my dear friend, Kristen, I love you as much as Darcy loves love. Seeing our two favorite queens with you is the best night ever, Dara.
Aw. Missed this one, or do you not read it? You want to do it? Okay.
No.
Okay. Clarissa, my bestie, thanks for coming with me to the show and buying me drinks after the show. Team Cake forever. Love, Jennifer.
Shout out to Ash and Am, the best dick pic husbands a girl could ask for.
Yes!
There you go.
It's my turn. Thank you. David, thanks for coming with me to see my podcast. You are my dream. Love, Aaron. P.S.
Bang me.
Sorry, I didn't. I needed to ruin that.
You got to reel it in. Okay. Love when your pal Ronnie stops by.
Ronnie!
I enjoy all y'all's work. Just wish you would cover that filthy show Seeking Sister Wife more often. Thanks for the laughs every week.
Y'all, I'm not going to talk much about it. But fucking Brenda, this last episode. Okay, I'm sorry. I just can't. And I'm here for Danielle's revenge tour. God damn. Shout out to my husband, Jeter, for subjecting himself to this art form of trash, filth, and show tunes. Love, Candace. Yes, we see you.
Susanna, you're the best drinks and dick pic partner. Sorry.
Didn't know it was your show, but that's okay.
Yeah. Sorry I punched you in the face that one time.
Well, to the person that gets deemed the megaphone, I just have it in my heart to pray for you. Enjoy the show, Ruby from L.A.
True.
There's already been one or two down
here.
Yeah,
several.
The whole audience in one of our shows was all megaphones.
Yes, that's true.
It was a lot.
To my husband, Ish, thank you for everything you do for us. Someday you'll get your halfsie. Patty!
Oh! Shout out to Dick Pigs, Brian and Sarah. Okay. We wish we could be there as we've been waiting a year plus for Maddie and Poodle to visit Austin, but we're likely stuck at an airport somewhere. Love, Jake and Ashley. Sorry, fuckers.
Shout out to the comment section of the 10 million open voting Patreon post that got raw dogged by Carl's wives. Wish you had poppers, Taylor.
Y'all, that did get raw dogged by Carl's wives.
It did.
That is the fucking truth. Shout out to the OG Midwest grinder, Jeff. You're doing amazing things. Keep up the great work and just keep trucking on. Love, Marisa. Yes! Hello, sir. Hi, Jez.
Oh, God.
God damn. That trade is everywhere.
Maddie and Poods, can a dick pig like me be settled in a monogamous relationship, or should I dump my boyfriend?
That's not a shout-out. The answer is dumping.
Depends on the dick.
Actually, the answer is cheat on him. But, sorry.
No.
That is 20-something Poodle, not 30-something Poodle. Not a word. Not a word. Hello. Hey. Fuck this. Hey, Elon Musk is here in Austin. Fuck you. Poodle can have his babies number 10, 11, and 12. Peeling, Poodleonia, and butter. Go get that brain dick, Poods, Eliza. I would not fuck Elon Musk if you paid me. Maybe if you paid me.
Yeah. What if he paid you $1 million?
This is like Indecent Proposal right here.
All right.
I'd fuck him.
I know you would.
I'd fuck him.
Maddie and Poods, thank you for inspiring me to take my first improv class.
Yay!
Great. Now I've joined a cult. Tia Jennifer.
T-I-A. Thanks in advance.
That's what TIA means? It means thanks in advance? I thought she was someone's aunt and went by Tia. Instead of Aunt Jennifer, I thought she said Tia Jennifer.
I hate it here.
TIA means thanks in it. Just write out words. Just write out words.
To my best friend Lauren, wouldn't our old Baptist church disapprove of these queens?
Yes.
Oh, well, maybe our hearts will be turned from our wickedness and we'll be saved. Love you, Sandra.
We're almost done, almost done. Shout out to the Reens. You are...
Yes!
You are true royalty and bring me so lucky joy. Love, Sissy Maud, Jamie.
This one says, shout out to me, Christy. I'm not there because... Miss COVID struck again.
Hey, y'all. I come up and get you.
Me how, Jamie? I'm going to come bite you.
I love you so much, and I'm so sad not to be with all my dick pic sissies, meeting my two favorite people who I've never met. Love y'all.
Aw. Happy 5th anniversary, Bo. You make life fun. That's you, Bo. Now remember, Bo.
Thanks, Bo, for making the show about you.
Now remember, Bo.
Jesus.
Keep your hat forward. You're going home with me tonight, not staying in Poodle's playpen. Love, ooh. Tracy.
Right over here,
hey,
sir.
If you turn that hat backwards, that's consent. Here, bitch.
That's sideways, good enough.
Good enough. We're almost done.
We had a lot of shout outs for Austin. Jennifer, thanks for being married to me for almost 20 glorious years and for listening to me talk about my friends, Maddie and Poodle. You're a fucking dream wife.
Aww. Shout out to my dick pig boyfriend, Brandon, for driving us to the Dallas show and then back to Austin for this show. Happy birthday, bitch.
Yes. Shout out to my little queen, Jaylee. You are living proof that I'm doing something right. Love, Mom.
Aww. Shout out to my husband, Joey, for coming to the live show with me and supporting the 90 Day Craze and Reality Gaze. Love, Vanessa.
Yay, Vanessa. Howdy to all my Texan sissies, especially my homegirl, Lauren, who introduced me to so many trashy shows, especially 90 Day. Thanks for coming with me to the show with me, Andrew, Sissy Mary.
Yes. And lastly, I want to shout out my single sissies here and who will be listening to the pod later. Couldn't have made it through these few years without y'all. Love y'all, Rachel.
Woo!
Y'all, that's your shout out.
That's intermission. So go get a drink, buy our shit. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. See you
in a bit, y'all.
We're back with the Reens.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song, To All Our Queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, Queens.
Howdy, y'all.
Hello,
howdy. Howdy.
Howdy.
Did y'all get yourself a little drink, a little cocktail?
We're in Texas. We're in Texas.
We're
going to wear
cowboy hats. Texas.
This is like the ones we see in West Texas. What?
It's true. We just found these cowboy hats on the side of the road. And we thought, these are for us. Why not?
I found this one in a rest stop. Had a lot of fun in a rest stop.
Too bad they didn't sell an antibiotic there. You need that too.
No. No. Unfortunately, there are no, like, coin machines for antibiotics.
It's true.
And rest stops.
Now, as y'all know, Poodle and I met in Texas at North Texas, where we went to school. So we have a special affinity for Texas. It's not our home state, but it is a state we love.
We do love it.
We do love Texas. I mean, this is the first tour where you've had sex every night.
We don't want to talk about...
Every night.
I gotta say, both of them have been shading me all night long, and it's okay. It's okay.
He deserves
because
it.
Because I deserve it.
He deserves it.
Yeah, I know. I can tell. But, so we wanted to sing a really Texas song tonight. Something that, like, that's about the area. You may know it.
It's a little obscure because you know Poodle picks things
you
that nobody
me,
fucking knows.
You know me, I choose
knows.
Really obscure Texas songs and weird songs. That Dallas number was weird, but
it
I stand
weird.
By it.
I stand by it.
Anyway, here's a little song you may have heard. Hit it, Gary. Not this one, the next one. There we go. Keep listening, fucker.
Stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas,
the prairie sky is wide and high.
Like your butthole.
Sage in bloom is like perfume.
What?
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Reminds me of the ones I love.
Many, many,
deep
many.
In the heart of Texas.
Dance break. Break.
Oh. That was a plane. Hello, sir.
All right. This is a little weird.
Versus
the coyotes wail.
This is where it gets a little weird.
Trail. Deep in the heart of Texas.
The rabbits rush around the brush.
I think we ran out of things.
The cowboys
cry.
Yippee-yi.
This is getting weird.
The doggies bawl and say, hey, y'all.
Hey. We ran out of lyrics, didn't we, Texas?
We're going to write our own lyrics.
Yeah, let's do it.
You first.
The Austin guys have thick, thick thighs.
In the heart of Texas, you Austin men, get in my playpen.
Deep in the heart of Texas, the politics can suck some dicks.
Deep in the heart of Texas, but y'all can take them down, cause the future's brown.
Deep in the heart of Texas. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Woo! Woo!
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw!
This hat is hot.
Get a... Oh. I am...
Some bitch was on her phone, and I just hit her in the head.
I am not throwing this away. You know what I am?
Hello, sir. Boy, that man's muscly arms shot up like an erect dick in the middle of the night. Look at that.
Holy shit. Sir, meet me around and we'll exchange. We'll do an exchange for that.
You're just like a walking Viagra.
Wow. Y'all, that was fun, but let's get back to
let's get back to the podcast and finish it up.
I saw you throw that hat and the thing. I'm like, we paid 10 whole dollars for those.
On Amazon.
Y'all, on Nomaza. Y'all, I gotta say, I am so like my mother because I think we paid money for those. I don't want to throw that away. Jay Bird, you threw away $10.
Your hair is crazy from that hat. All right.
No, y'all, my hair has been crazy because I've been getting banged a lot. Sorry.
What's next? What are we doing?
What do you ask me? What's next?
You're leading this ship.
I think it is, we're talking about our final couple.
All right, let's do it.
Which is Bilal and Shida. A lot of goodwill in the audience tonight for Bilal.
There's not that much. We're not going to go over too much because, let's be honest, we're all bored with them. It's 50 days to wed. We got a while.
I need everyone to kind of adjust themselves into being okay with the fact that they're going to get married. I know. It's going to suck, but you know it's going to happen. Through sheer will of Shida, because she wants to get married so bad, she's going to choose someone like Bilal.
Because anyone that's going to put up with that ex-wife wants to get married.
Whoa. Now, I'm okay with coming in and saying, this is how things are. Number one, you should have done that week 3. Instead of now.
Yes.
That's why this feels like it was filmed. I don't know if this feels like it was filmed.
It seemed filmed
earlier.
Out of order.
Yeah.
Well, the first part they go and do, there's not much there. They just go and do yoga. The kids fuck around doing yoga. Everyone's
Bilal is quite sour.
Yes, he's quite sour.
It's like Bilal has taken to his bed like a Bennett sister from like Pride and Prejudice. It's like laying there going, oh, I don't know if I'm ever going to feel better. When will this green sickness abide?
Wow.
You could read a book once in a while.
Yeah. I was making friends when I was 10 years old.
I wasn't.
You weren't.
I wasn't. I was knee deep in girl books. That's where I was, and that's where I've lived my whole life. I gotta be honest. Whatever you do, don't watch the trailer for the new Persuasion with Dakota fucking Johnson. Because if you love Persuasion, she's going to shit all over it. I'm telling you, just skip it entirely, and I've lost everything but 10% of this audience.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
I didn't even know Persuasion was a book.
As I said in our Sissy Squad, the only thing I've ever liked her in is The Lost Daughter and when she told off Ellen. Remember when she said, Ellen, you didn't invite me to your party? And I was like, yes, I did. And she's like, no, you didn't. And Ellen went, oh, my God, this is really real. This is really real. She's coming for me on television. And Dakota Johnson was like, yeah, I am. And it was amazing.
That was amazing.
Remember that
moment? Yeah, that was good.
Y'all, if you don't know, Ellen's a monster. Sorry. Everyone should know that by now. She's a fucking monster.
Don't buy her skincare. All right.
Fucking. Okay.
Sorry. All right. So they kind of do yoga. Everything kind of gets back on track, I guess. But then Bilal's ex
Shahida, right?
Shahida.
Shahida comes over with stank face on. I mean, she is ready to fucking fight.
Y'all, and she's got glasses on that are bitch glasses.
Yes.
Do you know these glasses that just say, I'm gonna be awful to you?
She,
like,
is serving
everyone you know in your life who has these glasses, you're like, you're intense. And you need to get off me when those awful, like, money counter glasses. That's what they kind of are.
Was
like,
on she
was
on a mission.
Money all day.
My mama wore the same kind of glasses when she went to talk to Bill George for kicking me out of his class. She meant business, too, in her Liz Claiborne suit.
We cannot talk about Bill George.
Don't fuck with Mama Mar.
That is what the San Diego show is for.
My mother.
We're
going to
talk about things like our favorites, Oklahoma story.
That's true.
Our favorite impression. Y'all buy a flight to San Diego and come see us because it's going to be lit.
It's true. All right.
I'm sweating like a whore.
My mother did get drunk and talk to everyone in the VIP last night.
She was like, y'all, his mother was like the mayor of Dallas. Like, just meeting everybody. It was something.
We're literally standing there waiting to take the picture.
His family is just like meeting the VIP line. She's like, I'm Matt's mother. I'm Matt's brother. That is just not. Like, my mother would like sit in the back of the room and go, Jaybird, I don't know if I could do this.
And we did a video for Aunt Peggy. And when I told her not to, when I look out the audience, I see, because Aunt Peggy's doing cancer treatment, so she couldn't be there. But I look out the audience and I see Aunt Darla going,
because, y'all, they don't speak.
They
hate each other.
Anyway. Okay, so
they
anyway.
They need to fucking reconcile.
I know.
God damn.
Not even cancer's going to bring them. So, okay. So she is wearing these glasses. I appreciate you saying that, because that is a vibe.
It is.
That
it
is a vibe.
The meanest glasses possible.
Yes.
She's got her headscarf. Even her headscarf is tight. It's like, no. I've come here to slay.
And she immediately starts with, she's like, so, you know, I'm his ex, and I'm very stern with our kids. I need to make sure I am very stern.
And
Shia's
she's
like,
Bilal and I co-parent, and we do it very well.
And Shida's even noticing, she said she won't make eye contact.
What a poker face on Shida.
Yeah,
she does this so well.
Shahida's already, she isn't looking at her directly. And Shida's like, well, I'd like to build a relationship with your kids. And she said, I know people say this, but I hate it when y'all stop saying, I feel some type of way. Just own your emotion and say, I feel this way. I know people say it, but I'm sorry, we have vocabulary.
It's a cultural thing that some people say it, but it does get to a point where it's just like, just say.
I think it's shady. I think, because she says, well, I do feel some type of way that he didn't set up a meeting earlier. Say, I think it's shitty that my shitty ex-husband didn't set up this meeting with his.
She knows he's a fucking monster.
Yes.
She's aware.
But she can't say that because Bilal probably still gives her money.
Yeah. And although she's like, and then there's the question of generational wealth. Bitch, we saw the house you grew up in. We've seen the receipts. What are you talking about? Unless it's your generational wealth. What the fuck are you talking about?
This woman in the front's just screaming, there's none!
No, there isn't. There's nothing.
Y'all, I was right. We found this isn't even his real house. This is a realty house that he's staying at. I was right.
And I'm going to say this. One more thing. It's a model home that he's living in. It's even worse than the Arrested Development model home. But here's the problem here. All she would have to do is tell Bilal, can we just get a trust for the kids? Problem solved! I'm so over this fucking argument we have to have every single season when someone is kids. Well, it's just that I take up for my kids. See a lawyer.
See a lawyer.
You fucking idiot.
Well, I gotta say, I'm really... Sometimes she gets on my nerves, but...
There is a part of me that I just, a part of me does like Shida. I kind of love her. And I love
her. Her face is like this.
When Shahida's kind of throwing shade at her, and she's like, I just need to make sure you're not here for what he has. And Shida says, look.
I had a yoga studio.
I had a yoga studio. I lived in Trinidad. I was very well known. Just Google, bitch.
Yes!
Just Google my name. I won't say it again.
Yo, her new single, Google My Name, is coming out in like 3 weeks.
That, you know what? That's what I knew Shida, because when she said that, it brought out my gay, and I'm like, yeah.
Google my name. Google yes. my name. I do yoga. Google my name.
Yes. Someone make that meme with that new fucking Beyonce track, because I want it.
Y'all. If you know, what is the song she sampled?
Love, Show Me Love.
Show me love, you just got to show me. That's on Poodle's Gay Club Glitter Mix that you were listening to, by the way. So, Shida basically says, Shida tells her about her life. She's like, I was born in Trinidad, blah, blah, blah. I did this, and this is what, and she's like, that's all great and everything, but I need to protect my kids, blah, blah, blah. And then at the end, she's like, so, I just want to know that you and I are real, and we want to be on the same page. And y'all, Shida's not taking the bait at all. She's like, she's about to make me cry, but I'm not going to let her see me sweat. And the worst part of this, y'all, is this is all for fucking Bilal.
Yeah.
It's like doing a fucking pilgrimage and, like, walking through the desert for Carrot Top.
Yes. Yes. Who, if you don't look at his face, does have an attractive body.
No. That face looks like a goblin.
You would fuck Carrot Top for, I bet, $10,000.
Who wouldn't? That's 10 grand. Look at him. He's like, wait, yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. But let's be honest.
Look at him.
Close your eyes. Close your eyes and picture it. You're in a gay bar in Las Vegas where the great gay bar's not very good. You've already had like 4 shots of some shitty shot drink.
6 shots.
6 shots. Carrot Top walks up to you in the bar and says, hey, would you like to see my prop closet? Would you say yes just for the story?
I would say no.
But you wouldn't do it just for the story.
If he just took me back to his hotel room and dicked me down, yes.
All right.
Because, y'all, it's big. You know it is.
It is.
Now, he's not good. He's not good.
No.
They just stopped doing it.
It's
at one
not
point,
good.
They're just like, no.
No.
I have limits. So I think that's everything
that's
for Bilal
it.
And Shida.
Shida kind of ends it and says,
how
like,
how do we get into Carrot Top?
I don't know. It's a weird area. But I did like
it's
it when
a weird
Shida,
area.
Shida said, you know what? This is for me and Bilal to talk about, so don't worry about it. Are you good? Oh, I love Shida. All right.
And now, we're getting to the part of the program. We're going to bring up Pig Royalty. Stars!
Yo. Welcome to the stage, the cast of Pig Royalty!
Oh!
We've got Jody Rean, Josh Rean, Mandy Tyke, Kristen Tyke, and Callie. I can't say Callie's last name.
You're so good. You put it on. Here, move your chair. We're shitty at chairs.
Big, big.
Shitty.
Big, big, having fun. Bouncing, singing in the sun. You're a piggy.
Austin,
oh,
Texas.
Tell us
all. Man,
that's a chair.
If y'all didn't figure it out, the country has come to town, and I am a shitty ass driver.
I thought the show was over there. You know, only in Austin, Texas, do you walk up to the bar and ask for a water.
Oh, it's true.
And you get liquid death.
Liquid death? That shit's good.
All right.
Callie, you want to sit here? Or you want to go? Oh, yeah, okay, perfect.
Callie. So, hi, Callie. Here,
y'all put
so,
kind
of you guys, we're so, look at, okay, first of all.
Holy shit, they're real. Y'all, so, we got so nervous backstage when they came out.
I just gotta say this, y'all. If you know me, I have never shut the fuck up about a show since 2020 when it came out. And this is the Reins and the Tykes and Callie. Tell us your last name, Callie.
Neglin.
Neglin.
Callie Neglin.
I've just been gooped and gagged by this show ever since it came out, just by the sheer, because what I love about this, I was telling these guys backstage, what I love about this show is it's not a reality show that's trying to exploit people. It is saying, this is how we live in South Texas.
It's a real.
This is what we do. This is who we are. And the people who make this show are trying to show us, these are people, and this is the lives that we live. And thank you.
The documentary.
Let me add something to that is these two guys nail it. If you haven't watched the show and you do, listen to the podcast. They can read through these people and us to a fucking T.
Uh-oh, Jody's grabbing the mic.
What?
And we all need therapy now.
So I just want to just introduce some. We have Josh Reen on the end. Jody Reen, right here. Mandy Tyke. Kristen Tyke, her wife. And Callie Neglin.
Okay. Congratulations, Grandma and Grandpa.
Yes.
Congratulations.
He's perfect. Just
Cammy,
perfect.
Y'all, Cammy has a child now and is their first grandbaby, right?
First.
Yeah. How's it feel?
I go get him all the time. I called her last night. I'm like, hey, what are you doing? She's like, well, we're just hanging out at the house. I'm like, well, bring the baby over here.
And one thing we would like to know is hold your mic really close like you're sucking a dick, Josh. Really close.
You've never done
there.
That before, but.
Yeah, there you go.
We can't teach him that. No, being a grandma is. Love you! Being a grandma is the best, and everybody's going to look at Cammy a little different now, but I'm not joking, and these two can attest to this. The kid will pull a pig, shoulder deep.
Remember when she would pull the pigs out of the pig?
And then lift up her shirt, latch a kid on with the other arm, pull a pig.
Wow.
I want to tell you, though, your kids are some of the most, well-adjusted kids that, I've seen on reality television. But I have to say, but Keely, Cammy, and Cannon, all of them, they kind of show who they are on television. And even though Keely gets super emotional and you get where she is, and Cammy's like, okay, we're going to handle this. But it's so interesting watching them. And you're watching that. Your parents are like, they're so much better than us. And even someone like, and I love y'all, but even like someone like Cannon, he handles shit.
It's true.
They're hardworking kids.
Amen.
They are.
Amen.
Cannon is like a 40-year-old stuck in that now 14-year-old body, and mind you, he's the size of an 11-year-old.
Yeah, he's like me when I was younger. Like I was young and scrappy. And I'm still young and scrappy.
There's no scrappy in him. No scrappy. He's all heart.
But he's such a sensitive kid. He's not here tonight because he could not be here to talk about dicks. So
No, couldn't have him here.
He doesn't have to be a hard ass because Keely will whip all their asses.
Exactly. Y'all, we're afraid of Keely. We're all afraid of Keely.
You should be very afraid.
I just want to ask one question. We've been in the heat. How are the pigs in this heat?
It's farrowing season.
Kristen, tell us how the pigs are.
Do I have this close enough? I haven't had a dick in my mouth in a few years, so.
Ah!
You good? That's good. Can you hear me in the back? Yeah.
Yo, Mandy's like this.
Yeah, you haven't.
No.
Because that's because y'all are living the Texas lesbian dream.
The Texas lesbian dream!
Before you answer how the pigs are,
yes,
I want you to answer for both of us. What is the Texas lesbian dream? Tell us what that is for both of you.
Try it out. It's a little hard.
It's been a while.
Y'all are made for this.
Y'all are made, it's true.
Can you show us how?
Wait. So, like, is it supposed to touch your lips? Is it
No,
not?
It's right here. You're
just
good.
Just right here.
You're good right here.
Okay, like, yeah. Okay.
You are, both of you are so pretty. I'm just, like, in love with both of you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're, like, kind of eye-fucking right now, which is making
All right.
me
You're making it weird. Like it. So. Let's talk about the pigs.
Yeah, sorry.
How are they doing?
Like
how are the
pigs
in this heat?
They're hot. The question is, how are we all surviving in this heat?
Tell us how you are.
Actually, literally, we were sitting in the back over there, and I got a text message. One of our pigs passed.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
The heat just got it. Brandon took it to a birthday party to kind of show it off, and came back and just didn't survive. So
Brandon picks the rents.
Oh,
it's all good though.
You know
it's
what,
all good.
Y'all? That's the circle of life.
It is the circle of life.
That's a thing I like about the show, though. It is this where we grew up. There is this when people work with animals, it's looking at the beauty and the hardness of life, and that's just part of it.
It is. And Mason, I don't know if any of y'all have seen it on
y'all,
Facebook.
Mason is so in his feelings. That yes. child is one of our... He was, like, talking about dinosaurs on one episode. I was like, that is me.
I don't... My favorite scene is watching Mason trying to play football, and they're just getting drunk on wine.
That's the Texas lesbian dream.
Yes. That is the Texas lesbian dream.
Yes.
Football, pigs, and women. What else can you say? But he is. He loves his football, and we got to farrow our first pigs this season, and Mason was right there, and there's a video of him, and he's just in there, and he catches that pig as it comes out, and
he's a Cammy devotee, yeah.
Yes. Cammy,
when she saw Mason, she's like, I just fell more in love with Mason.
Aww.
I didn't know I could. He made her so proud.
Doesn't Cammy, for you guys, sometimes feel like your parent? Because that's what it feels like on the
I
show.
I do feel like sometimes she schools you.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. She's the most level-headed one out of anybody on the fucking
show.
Oh,
my God.
I mean, including
she is.
Cammy, just take over. I'm just going to sit here, and you do what you need to do with Cash.
We'll take Cash all day long.
And I have to say...
Both ways.
We guys going to say, Callie joined the show in season 2, y'all.
Yes.
And, And I'm just going to say, I was talking about just in the green room. I just love it how Callie just, like, her kids are just walking around barefoot. She's like, come on, kids. We're going to go do stuff on the thing. She's, like, walking around, no bra, no nothing. She's just living it.
No, I had a bra on. I had a bra on every episode, I swear.
Girl.
I was just trying to make it more salacious, honey.
I'm about to shove this mic down your throat. You're going to have to hold it yourself.
Now, so that brings up a good
point. Her mom is going to come for me now that I said
that. True. Let's get into the tea, because this was maybe the most drama-packed season of Pig
Royalty.
What we expected.
Let's just get into the elephant in the room.
I hate it when you call me fat.
Y'all.
No, but seriously.
What is your relationship with Tyler like right now?
Let's just do it. Because Cash was being coached by Tyler... And now you're not.
Now we're not.
You're...
So now we
dick,
have...
Dick, 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 dick.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. I should know
You know what you're
works.
Doing.
Okay, I know
yeah.
what
Yeah, your husband is hot as shit.
Well,
so you should know that.
So sorry.
Y'all, we can... You remember Kelly's husband? Woo!
He was hitting on Josh backstage.
Yeah.
Was. Yeah, it's true. I'm shameless, y'all. Sorry.
So we're back on the Reigns team.
Yay! So
we're not letting him go either.
Yeah, good, good.
So to answer your question, the relationship with Tyler is non-existent.
Good,
gone.
Like you guys, we started out season one with not trying to, season two without trying to take sides, but we decided Tyler wasn't in the real place to interview, and we didn't feel like we would get a fair interview, or we didn't get something that would feel non-emotional, and we all
or
know,
factual.
Or factual.
If we're honest.
And we interviewed.
He doesn't
you
play
saw,
fair.
You saw us interview the Boleros. That was an interesting interview.
What did y'all think of that interview?
Yeah.
Do you have any comments about that interview?
Look at Jody. Give me that mic.
Real quick.
She's like, oh.
Yeah.
I need the fire-breathing pig in person. Can y'all please do that for me?
It's for the kids.
It's for the kids. With your shirt.
So
come here. Come here. Sorry.
It's That's, for the kids.
That, she needed something special.
Yeah, she needed something. She has a shirt.
It's for the kids.
And you have to spray shit out of your ass all over the audience.
Yeah, big shit.
Big shit out of your ass. Which, as we know, as we heard in the opening statements, pig shit is a smell like no other smell. The most riveting, when I saw,
smells like money. Smells like money.
That's money.
It's money.
I have to say, when I heard that statement, I was like, I'm hooked. That was all it took.
I really have to say, I think it was a loss for us because as little gay boys that grew up in the country, what we loved about y'all is that you created such this accepting group of just come as you are, just come truthfully
like
as
just
you are. Work,
South Texas
work
misfits.
Work hard. Yeah. It was this idea of we don't care who you are, what you did, what race you are, your sexuality. Just work hard, show up and be a good person, and you're accepted into our team. And we didn't see a lot of opportunities. And the fact that you kind of really brought Tyler into that.
And I just have to say, like, everything about you guys, like, we have really strong bullshit meters. You do too, but mine is just like hair trigger. And anytime someone's feeding to me, I'm just like, fuck this. I don't buy it. But like, I when I was seeing them interviewed the first time, I was like, they're good people.
It's genuine.
But so I want to ask, this is kind of, I think probably more for Jody, but if Tyler did, if he did come around, say he was sorry, is the relationship ever fixable? Or at this point, is it, because you were pretty devastated. Could you go back to that if he made amends?
First of all, when Tyler triggered you, why didn't you let me know? So with Tyler, we truly did love that. That
I get
kid
it.
Unconditionally. We did. We really did. There's things that happen that aren't on the show that nobody sees.
Right.
That I don't even have to go into detail to because he's proved himself to the world. But things that are unforgivable.
Yeah.
And things that he can't take back or could ever apologize for. So at this point, we like to laugh. Have fun and have each other's backs. And this is all we need right here.
Good.
I'm going to tear up.
You got to surround yourself with people that support you.
Yeah.
So now.
I wanted something more juicy.
Yeah. I have one question. One of my favorite scenes was when fucking Kristen met Tyler under cover of night.
Yes. Oh, I need to hear about that.
I was so pissed.
Near like some bus stop somewhere.
It was in Sabadell.
So yeah. How did that come about? Like, did you call him up? What happened?
Well, so we were all kind of like in limbo. I knew Jody's side. I kind of knew Tyler's side. And there was not a clear answer on, is Tyler going to be a part of our team? Is he not going to be a part of our team? if he still wants to be a part of our team, like, let's make amends. And so I wanted to meet with him, see what his thoughts were. I knew Jody and Josh's thoughts, and so I wanted to find a middle ground.
Yeah.
And what aired as, what, 15 seconds was actually, like, a two-hour conversation.
Yo, that's reality TV. Like, that's how long things take. Right. As y'all know, it is exhausting to shoot those kind of things.
Right.
And they say, here's your Subway sandwich. Have a great day.
I know. And I was kind of disappointed because there was a lot of things that didn't air as far as, like, Tyler accepting some of the things that he had done, and he was going to go and apologize to Josh and Jody. We kind of met. I felt like we had met a middle ground. But literally after I left, he flipped a switch, and things got even crazier.
And then what is it like to see that Tyler now has embedded himself with the Boleros?
They're made for each other.
But someone he completely talked shit about, probably worse than anyone.
Honestly, Look,
you can use mine.
I need to add to that story.
Yes.
So, we live in Sabinal, like 1,200 people.
Sabinal, Texas.
So, when there's a camera crew in town, like, everybody knows. So, Kristen is having this conversation with Tyler, unbeknownst to us. We had no idea this was going on. So, I send Cammie to town to get milk. So, she sees Kristen on the side of the road and pulls over to see if she needs help.
Yeah.
So Tyler just assumed that it was all set up. And he grabbed his keys and he's like, y'all set all this up. I'm out of here. And it was literally, she was just stopping to make sure Kristen was
Days
okay.
of our Sabinal.
One stoplight.
No, I mean, if I was driving in Long Grove and I saw Tara Talaferro pulled over on the side of the road, I'd ask. I think she was in trouble for something.
We cannot mention Tara Talaferro.
Well, you never know. That's what you gotta do.
I just want to say, it's so interesting y'all say that because, like, it is in a small town, especially if you're doing things, everyone knows everything about everybody. And I just have one thing to ask you, Mandy. How often do you pee your pants on the regular?
a lot.
I need to say one thing about Manny. We know you're a teacher. And we know everything about Uvalde that's happened. And we wish you the best, and we wish you guys strength and healing and everything else. How are you doing? If it's okay to ask, is it? Maybe it's not. Okay, it's okay.
It's a tough situation.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody feels it. I mean, across, if you have a heart, across this country, you feel it, right?
Yeah.
And for us being so close, you know, 15, 20 minutes away from where it happened.
Right.
These are our kids.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You've seen these kids. You grew up with their families. You know the struggles that they've been through, and then you pile this up on them. Tough.
It's a lot.
It's tough. And these educators, they don't get enough credit. Get enough credit.
So I was just gonna say the reason I brought it up is we support you. We support, like, teachers are doing the most amazing work. And please, please, please don't stop what you're doing, because do it even harder than before.
Yeah.
And we love our teachers. We're thinking about it. Was actually when it happened and I saw where it was, my first thought was, God, that's right near San Antonio and Sabinal and all that area. And it's just like, and as someone who teaches as well, it just breaks my heart open. And so we're with you. I'm thinking about you. I feel it. And so.
Yes. We love you very much.
I just want to say, as a member of the Uvalde community, they really, truly thank you. And thoughts and prayers, yes. But also a
do
change.
Fucking something.
A change.
Change.
And
do something.
But you kind of made me think of kind of transitioning, like, in a way of community. What has the... Because I think a lot of people, they might think this is a little world of... But I remember in FHA, 4-H.
Here we go.
The pig animal showing community, it's big, but it's also incestuous. Everybody knows each. So what has been the reaction from people that aren't on the show in the pig community about y'all doing this show?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, y'all. For,
yeah. Are they pissed?
They hate us.
They do.
You know,
they
it is,
do.
It is so interesting.
Some do, some don't.
Why? Even, why, though? Why do they hate? Why, like, what are they?
Because they can do it better. They can do it better.
I was going to say, they hate you because they're not you.
But you know what? What other people think of you is what?
None of your business.
None of our business. So who gives a flying pig fuck?
Real quick, I want to add something on the Uvalde thing. So last year, you all watched the show, and we had our show where we donated all the money, which we donate our money to Saddam.
I wonder
FFA.
Who that's about.
We've heard some people don't.
We've already spoke to this particular family, and we will be doing that show in memory of McKenna Elrod, who was a member of our local 4-H. So if you can make it out, come out and support us.
That's
not a
devil. Thank y'all.
God love
And I just have one more question for you guys. What's next for Rain Show Pigs? What's next?
More gray babies.
Yeah, so I guess...
No Tyler, no Joy Pepper.
So we just got done farrowing. We had a pretty rough couple weeks. We just finished up. Mandy and Kristen had a couple litters. We did 6, and hello.
Remember, it's a dick right there. There you go. Oh, there you go.
So we farrowed 6 mamas. So next step is just raise them, see which ones turn out good, and sell the rest. So we're trucking.
Well,
yeah.
And you know what? If you want to do a commercial for your pig show, I think Michelle Bolero knows somebody if you want to make a commercial. What'd you think of that commercial?
Y'all, that was the biggest circus ass joke I've ever seen in my fucking life.
Y'all, please Google that if you have not seen it.
It's the best commercial.
They made us watch that shit with a camera in our faces.
Mandy's laugh was the best, though. Mandy's... laugh was hilarious.
It was the no refunds that
I didn't get what I paid for.
I will say too that, like, with everything going on, Callie, something I really appreciated when you did have that conversation, I love that you, kind of like a lot of you, you really did try to talk to Tyler and lead that from an empathetic point and try to understand where he was coming from. And it was really disheartening to see how you were just kind of told what he thought you wanted to hear, and then as you walked away, just be so shitty to you, and so just deceptive. And I just want to say that, like, I think a lot of people in the, whatever you say about, like, people in the South, I think a lot of people think people in the South are two-faced
or
and all
Texas
that, but
or
I
whatever.
Love that everybody here on the stage, y'all say what you mean, and you mean what you say, and that's something Jake and I really
that's
respect.
That's a very Texas thing.
One thing I will say
fuck
is...
Fuck around and find out.
Fuck around and...
Yes! Yes, Callie.
I did say that.
But no, y'all, you can tell, like, you can tell Callie's not easy to anger either, and she's not easy to piss off.
I had a lot of patience with him, and I tried to see things from his point of view, and I tried to be there for him as much as I could until he wouldn't allow it. And then what else could I do? I was
protect
done
your kid.
It's called then, boundaries, then, people.
Well, when he's... when he was done, and it turned against me, and it turned against my kid, and you're not going to fuck with my kid.
No. All right, your show? When's the show coming up? Your pick show?
We don't have the date planned just yet. We're actually going to do 2.
It's hot as shit right now, but fall.
Yeah, probably November, December is what we're looking at. But we're going to have the one we did last year. We're going to do that one again for our local FFA. And then we're going to have the other one for as a matter of fact, every penny that we raise at the second one will go to current Uvalde County livestock kids.
Wait.
You know what? You let us know when that is. I'm saying it now. We're going to donate $1,000 to your show.
Yes, ma'am.
And Poodle, we're going. We're gonna
we
go
going
to that
going
pig
that
show in San Antonio. We're going. You
and,
showed up for us, and we'll
and
show
I
up for
am
you.
Ride aren't these, you like a pig.
Aren't these guys amazing? Aren't these guys amazing? Like,
y'all give it up for the Reens, Tykes, and
give
Callie
it up for the
Neville.
Reens, Callie, and the Tykes Pig Royalty.
I'll take it. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah. Thank you. No. Josh is trying to clean up. Don't clean up.
If no one knows, just a secret about the show. So
I gotta figure something out real quick.
So
how do you say fuck? Lesbian.
So a little secret for all of you guys that watch the show. So we don't know yet. Fingers crossed. Pray for us. But the lady that Tyler borrowed money from for the car just so happens to be Callie's mom, and she's here. So
if you want tea,
if you want to donate for Tyler, she'll take her $8,500 back anytime.
The shade!
The shade.
Y'all,
thank you so much, sweetie.
Y'all, give it up for the Reins, Tykes, and Callie. Oh, my God.
I feel like I just had an orgy.
No, I feel like, I was going to say, I feel like I've taken, like, the biggest poop that I've ever taken. And you feel so good, and you're like, oh, my God, I feel 10 years younger.
That's the show.
That's the
we
show.
We say thank you. First off, we want to thank Emos, the staff at Emos. We want to thank Alex.
We want to thank Gary back there. Not yet, Gary. I know you want to, like,
we're jumping around everywhere, Gary. Yeah. Sorry.
And I want to say, Alex and our staff here, we want to thank Adam. We want to thank Allison. We want to thank everybody backstage who's
Tim,
been helping us.
Tim, who did merch.
Tim doing merch. We want to thank Ronnie, who was here. Ronnie Karam
for Watch What Happens.
The Reens, Tykes, and Callie, who are just here. Y'all are giving up for our ASL interpreters this evening.
Thank you very much.
And we want to thank Kristen, our booker. And Sarah and our whole team at ACAST, Jackie and the Sissy Squad Mods, that's our Facebook group, join it, as we see here. And our Sissy's team, Christina, Caitlin, and Patrick. And lastly,
I want to say, too, before you get into this, if you're for the VIP, we're going to do that outside, so the rest of you can kind of clear out, and we'll do the VIP kind of on the other side where there's good lighting. We'll just have you line up,
so,
okay?
So, like, line up on that outside bar area that you see, and everyone else, we love you. Don't be too hot outside, or just go home and, like, see your kids. Or go home and, like, go sleep with some person you just met. I don't give a fuck. I'm actually too tired to fuck because I've, like, had sex a lot recently.
True.
So,
but, y'all, this show is dedicated to you, our sissies. We love you very much.
And you guys, we say this all the time, but I don't know if you fully realize, because it's something important for us, but you've changed our lives. And so please just know that, and without me getting emotional, that's a wonderful thing for us.
Yes.
And we can tour the country doing shows for you. And we're show ponies, and we want to. And we want to have the Reens, and we want to have Ronnie, and we want to see people
we
like this.
Doing it.
So we're just honored to be performing for you.
It's a little weird still. We know we're trying to, who knows what normal is anymore. We're getting back to that somewhat, we think. But just, we want you to know that it is going to be, I think, better because we have
each
other.
And it's
going to
be different.
Yeah.
It's
going to
be different in 6 months.
And you're not alone in it.
And what I always say at the end of every show, that keep, be hopeful. because hope is a thing with feathers that stays here, and you can't deny that. So please stay hopeful. Every morning, know that that little thing with feathers is right there.
Yes, there's people that love you, and
exactly.
And where, find your community.
Find your happy, and you know what? Keep the fuck going, Queens!
Keep going, Queens.
Hit it, Gary. Thank you, Megaphone. Keep inspiring.
So long, sad times. Go long, bad times. We're free of you at last.
Howdy, gay days. Cloudy, gray days. You are now a thing of the past.
We love you, Austin.
Thank you, Austin.
Forget your troubles. Come on, get happy.
Here again.
We're gonna chase all your cares.
Skies are good and cloudless again.
Shout hallelujah.
So let's sing a song of cheer again.
We're headed for the judgment day. Sun is shining
all together.
Get happy,
shouting no.
The Lord is waiting.
There's no one
to take your
who can
head.
Shout it now.
Shout hallelujah.
So
come on,
let's
get
sing a
happy.
Song about it now.
We're going to
happy
the
days are here again. Take it.
We're headed across the river. Soon your cares will all be gone.
There'll be no more from now on.
From now on. Forget your troubles. Come on, get happy.
Here again.
We're gonna chase all your cares away.
Above our clear again.
Shout hallelujah,
so,
come on,
let's sing a
get
song
happy.
Of cheer again.
Happy times.
Happy times.
Happy nights.
Happy nights.
Happy days. Ah, hail, ah, good night, Austin. We
thank
love
you, Austin.
You. Love to my
thank
family.
You, thank you.
Thank you again
you
to
wonderful.
The Tides, Big Royalty, and to Ronnie. Y'all have a good night.
Cast of Big Royalty, thank you so much.
Be safe.
Poodles, playpen, line can line up out there.
Fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.